Good Thursday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by ExxonMobil.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Welcome to the me era in politics. Let's break it down. First, you have California Congressman Duncan Hunter, who's been indicted on charges that he used his campaign account like a piggy bank. Prosecutors allege he spent freely on everything from hotels to family vacations to Italy. Not only is he not stepping aside, he's saying he's running for re-election and even vows to fight Republicans, forcing a contentious vote on whether he could serve on his committees while he's under indictment. Then there's New York Congressman Chris Collins. It's not enough that he's worth tens of millions of dollars. It's not enough that he has a direct line to the President of the United States, but Collins decided he would sit on a board of a publicly traded company while also sitting on a committee that regulates that company. When he got indicted on insider trading charges, he decided he'd stick around Congress even though he's foregoing a re-election bid.
Republicans have a Nazi running in Illinois, despite the fact that he'll certainly lose. Roy Moore ran and lost in Alabama, despite gruesome allegations of sexual misconduct. And on the Democratic side, House leadership refuses to even allow conversations about stepping aside, despite dozens of Democrats who say they want a shot at the top of the party. And Speaker Paul Ryan announced he would resign in the middle of a congressional session, despite a growing narrative that Republicans were in electoral peril. And of course, there's Senator Bernie Sanders. Democrats have criticized him for dragging the 2016 primary out for far too long. Now, the party fears he's dragging the political dialogue too far to the left, supporting candidates who will lose in the general election or forcing moderate Democrats to take positions out of step with their districts.
For generations, there was a party before self ethos in politics. In a scandal, step aside. Skeletons in the closet, don't run. Your time is up, move on. But there's been a creeping sense of self that seems more pervasive in contemporary politics. There is perhaps no better example of that than Donald Trump, who has ignored calls from his party's poobahs to talk relentlessly about tax reform and a brightening economy, and ignored the ballooning federal investigations into his campaign and administration. 236 Republicans are up for re-election in November, all of whom have to answer for the president's every musing.
Behind the scenes, Rachel Bade and John Bresnahan have a story up on how Democratic leadership is cautioning members back in their districts to not talk about impeaching Trump. The Washington Post is up with a piece on the president headlining an Ohio Republican dinner. But in case you were wondering, John Kasich, he won't be there. The fallout in Trump world continues after the Paul Manafort conviction and Michael Cohen pleading guilty. Andrew Restuccia and Nancy Cook report that Trump is painting his own reality amid the legal fallout and attacking anybody who contests it.
The Post has a behind-the-scenes look at Trump's mood this week, including West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Capito, who called him feisty on his trip to West Virginia. One interesting detail, Jared Kushner, the Post reports, told People Wednesday the president had withstood bigger crises. 75 days until the midterm elections, the DCCC just dropped $800,000 on media against Republicans in four GOP districts, Dino Rossi in Washington State, Steve Watkins and Kevin Yoder in Kansas, and Claudia Tenney in New York. The Watkins buy is the largest, $280,000. Watkins is running for retiring Congresswoman Lynn Jenkins' seat.
The president was tweeting late last night at 8:56 p.m. He tweeted, "The only thing that I have done wrong is to win an election that was expected to be won by crooked Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. The problem is they forgot to campaign in numerous states." And then at 1:10 a.m. he tweeted, "No collusion, rigged witch hunt." Fox News' Ainsley Earhart is reporting that the president mentioned pardoning Paul Manafort in an interview that will air this morning. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders pushed back on that, saying at the press briefing, "I am not aware of any conversations regarding that at all."
The AP is reporting that New York State has subpoenaed Michael Cohen in its Trump Foundation probe. Here's what's on tap for Trump's Thursday. The president will participate in a roundtable on the Foreign Investment Risk Review Modernization Act. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.